following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, June 11th, through Thursday, June 17th, 2021. June 11th, 2021, the Solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. Jesus says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Today I invite the heart of the world to seek the solace of my most sacred heart. It is within my heart you will find solace from the woes of the world, the untruths, the devotion to self-fulfillment, all the hidden agendas in the hearts of men. You will be able to discern the difference between good and evil, and to choose only good. How safe and peaceful the world would be if my Sacred Heart held dominion over all people and all nations. Today I ask your prayers for all unbelievers. They must make their peace with me before it is too late. Too late would be when they stand before me in judgment. Through reverence to my Sacred Heart, I offer many blessings in a time when blessings are sorely needed. I will buoy up the spirit of those who suffer persecution. I will deepen my relationship with all those who desire to be closer to me. I will be their solace when the world opposes them. Choose to love my Sacred Heart. A note is given to read Psalm 5, 11 through 12. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. And do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor, as with a shield. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus. June 12th, 2021, the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the afternoon, Blessed Mother says, Praise be to Jesus. Dear children, tonight, on my Feast of my Immaculate Heart, I remind you that God has entrusted the peace of the world to my heart. Be mindful of this as you honor my heart in your rosaries. June 13th, 2021, the Feast of the United Hearts, 3 p.m. service. Jesus says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Papa God ordains that I speak for him and for the Holy Mother this weekend. I speak now to draw mankind back into the truth. The truth is that the future of the world depends upon man's relationship with his God. The enemy of truth, Satan, does not want you to know this. Papa God does not want fear to be the basis of his relationship with mankind. He desires holy love to be the foundation between man and God. He is a God of love and mercy. The bridge over the abyss between heaven and earth is holy love. The chambers of our united hearts are the path to God's divine will. These chambers are the quickest and easiest way to perfection in personal holiness. I come to you today to reconcile man and God through obedience to the commandments. This can only be accomplished through holy love, which embraces all the commandments. My brothers and sisters, give your whole heart to our united hearts. In this way, you can be reconciled to the Father's divine will for you. hold nothing back for yourselves. That way, you will be at peace and live in the truth. Grace will find its home in your heart. Certain difficulties will be escalated in the world due to man's reluctance to be reconciled with his Creator. Prayer is the answer to mitigating these difficulties. The hearts which are devoted to false gods will be the culprits. Therefore, continue to pray for the conversion of the heart of the world. Today, in honor of the revelation of our united hearts, please celebrate the shelter of our hearts, the refuge against evil, and the reservoir of grace that our hearts offer. Devotion to our united hearts is a sign of the soul's predestination in heaven. Our united hearts is the devotion offered to the world towards peace. No soul is insignificant. All souls are called to love our united hearts. Within our hearts, all are one. There is no age, physical attributes, or worldly acclaim which matters. The holy love in your hearts is all that counts. It is your passport to the solace of our hearts. A note is given that at 3:20 p.m., the triple blessing was given. June 14th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am pleased with the turnout yesterday. Thousands more were praying at home. Every prayer is a weapon in my hands against evil. Continue your prayer efforts now to pray as though you were still on the property. Surrender to me all your concerns about the future and about the past. My merciful love covers all of these with grace. The ministry will be thriving now, post-pandemic. I treasure each grace I give. It is like sharing part of me with the faithful who come here. None of the graces given here are wasted. Each grace is an open door to come closer to me. Return then to your points of origin and share with others the details of your pilgrimage here. This will inspire even more people to come and receive all that heaven offers at this prayer site. A note is given to read Titus chapter 2, 11 through 14. For the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all men, training us to renounce irreligion and worldly passions, and to live sober, upright, and godly lives in this world, awaiting our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, to redeem us from all iniquity, and to purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 15th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, live each day as though I am by your side and in your heart. I will expose untruths to you and keep you safe from anything that would harm your faith. When the time comes for you to come to me, I will review all your decisions. When you choose good over evil, these are the moments which lead to your salvation. assist one another whenever possible, and especially with your prayers. When you pray for each other, that is faith in action. Do not search out weaknesses in your neighbor in your heart. Search out the good points in each other. This type of positive thinking strengthens your relationship with me. Most of all, trust in the strength of my intercession in your lives. I do not fail the trust-filled prayer. A note is given to read Psalm 5, 11 through 12. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. And do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor, as with a shield. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 16, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, hopefully, those who came over the weekend to this prayer site will find their lives changed forever. That is the goal of all the graces offered here. After returning home, take time to digest what you have received by way of graces. No one's life will remain the same once this prayer and pilgrimage experience is part of their lives. Those who came with faith will receive deeper faith. Those who came to judge will have a difficult time renouncing the authenticity of what they experienced. This ministry is a vessel of truth. Those who do not accept it as such oppose truth itself. Strengthen your hearts in truth through the many graces offered here. Then you will be able to defeat Satan when he attacks your heart. I am calling all believers to be messengers of the truth of this ministry. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 17, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the greatest sorrow of my heart is the souls who do not feel the need to know me and to love me. Such souls are devoted to a misguided free will, which serves only to please self and to accommodate every worldly desire. In the heart of such as these, their God is self-satisfaction, which Satan presents to them as the only thing worthy of their efforts. Some of these souls view the goal of life on earth as the opportunity for pleasure, and spend every effort towards this end. When it is evident that their poor end is near, some do turn to me, but their heaven is not what it might have been had their life on earth been oriented towards pleasing me. I reward according to each one's passions on earth. Conversion is about the soul's recognition of these truths, truths which Satan opposes. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 12 through 13. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is from God, that we might understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. And we impart this in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who possess the Spirit. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 17th, 2021. Jesus says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Papa God and I desire the people gather here to pray again on August 1st.